Hello, hello, hello. It's Garth, iBlind Tech. How's it going, guys? Well, just on my way home, had a rather embarrassing situation on the bus. Let me know, guys, if you've been in the same situation or a similar one. If you're blind, I'm guessing that at some point you've had a similar situation. So we get on the bus, and it's one of those days where the bus is really packed out. You know, there's people everywhere. There's people standing. All the seats are taken. There's nowhere to sit. That's fine, I can deal with that. But I get one of those really helpful drivers who insist that, you know, the blind guy and his guide dog should be allowed to sit. And insist that, you know, somebody give this man a seat, because clearly he is too feeble to stand. Just to mention, I'm blind, but I don't have any other physical disabilities. I'm quite fit, relatively. Mental disabilities, maybe. An argument could be made for that. But, yeah, no, there's no issue for me standing. If there's a seat there available, great, nice, I'd love to sit, thanks. There's a seat, cool. But, no, some poor person had to stand up to let the blind guy sit down. And the worst part is, I've got a really bad feeling that the poor person who had to stand up was a mother who was sitting there looking after her maybe, I don't know, 1-year-old who was strapped into a stroller. So, not some other young guy or person, but some poor mum who's just trying to look after a child in a stroller on a moving bus is the one that has to forgo sitting so that the blind guy can sit down. Anyway, a little bit embarrassed, as you might imagine. But other than that, it's a beautiful day, so I'll talk to you again. And hey, yeah, as I said, hit me up with your own embarrassing blind stories. I love them, and sorry for the wind noise.